A new report out today from the UN's Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change, or IPCC, reveals just how much our use and management of land around the world could hasten and intensify the effects of climate change. There is particular concern about the management of the world's largest tropical rainforest. Brazil's portion of the Amazon is experiencing a significant rise in deforestation since its populist president, Jair Bolsonaro, took office 7 months ago. Joining us now is Carlos Nobre, a climate scientist in Brazil. He's on Skype from Sao Paulo. Carlos, welcome to Here and Now.
Thank you very much.
Well, and first of all, as someone who has extensively studied the Amazon and the climate impacts of deforestation, how alarming is what we're seeing now?
We are seeing a spike in deforestation rates in the Amazon, actually not in the last month or 2 months. This has been going on for a few years. However, in the last 12 months, the deforestation rates increased over 40% compared to the preceding 12 months. So this is really a red light of warning that deforestation rates are apparently without any control.
And is that spike just because of President Bolsonaro's rollback of environmental protections?
That spike is due to many reasons. Let's say the weakening of environmental legislation did not start in the last 7 months under President Bolsonaro's government. It started a few years back. However, now there is this perception that the environmental legislation will disappear.
How is it impacting the wildlife and the indigenous people that live in the Amazon?
It may impact very, very profoundly both the wildlife and also indigenous people, particularly with these ideas that indigenous lands should be occupied with economic activities such as mining, gold digging, and also some ideas of converting indigenous land into cattle ranches and things like that. So that is really putting indigenous lands under a tremendous threat that we did not see since the military government in 1970s and 80s.
Help us understand, though, why the president of Brazil, and obviously many of his supporters, believe that this place, the Amazon, that is so unique in the world and such an important ecosystem, would be better used for farming, mining, gold digging, or any other economic development?
Brazil has been under economic recession for several years, and the growth rate of economy is still very low, much lower than everyone expected. So I think the policies, government policies, are short-sighted in trying to see ways to generate economic gains on a very short vision for the future, because they are unable to see the greatest potential of the Amazon forest, which is its biodiversity. Biodiversity in the 21st century has a tremendous, infinite economic potential, tapping into the biological assets of the forest. But that requires science and technology. That requires some time to develop this new bioeconomy. And this government and preceding governments as well, they had a very short-sighted vision of grabbing short-term profits, and they cannot see anything but mining and agriculture.
Well, and in fact, the director of the Brazilian government agency that monitors the Amazon was fired last week following the release of preliminary data on the rate of deforestation. Bolsonaro accused Ricardo Galvão of lying about the numbers, and his departure is seen to many as Bolsonaro's way of silencing the truth. Do you think that's what's happening here, silencing the truth?
Yes, this is very bad for the National Institute for Space Research. Professor Ricardo Galvão was one of the top Brazilian scientists, a physicist. He got his PhD at MIT. So this really sends a very bad sign that government will be managed only for people who are giving good news. But of course, you know, bad news are happening all the time.
How do Brazilians feel right now about the rise of deforestation of the Amazon?
It's interesting because overall, the majority of the Brazilians, including 85% of the people living in the Amazon, are against Amazon deforestation. So in a true democracy, the voice of the people should be heard, and government certainly should carry out policies to reduce deforestation in the Amazon, particularly considering that about 80% of deforestation in the Amazon is illegal. So it's not abiding by the Brazilian law.
So obviously this is something that affects Brazil, but the Amazon is also a crucial player in getting carbon out of the atmosphere. Should the rest of the world have a say in what happens to this forest?
I think the rest of the world should have a say about what's happening to all of the Amazon forest. Nine countries have tropical forests in the Amazon. Deforestation rates are increasing tremendously in Brazil, but also in Colombia, and also more moderately in other Amazonian countries. So there should be certainly a global movement to protect the tropical forests, not only the Amazon, but also equatorial Africa, Southeast Asia. But there should be a global movement to force Amazonian countries to find policies that would reduce deforestation. And more than that, really, to withdraw carbon dioxide from the atmosphere. So the Amazon is playing this very important role, removing up to 2 billion tons of carbon dioxide from the atmosphere every year. So we should really have a program to restore perhaps 300,000 to 500,000 square kilometers of deforested areas, which are really under very, very low productivity agriculture.
That is Carlos Nobre, who is a climate scientist in Brazil. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.